When I was growing up, my sister, my older sister, who I like loved so dearly and wanted to be exactly like, was a really big reader and learned to read really quickly. And basically would spend all of her time reading and like we would go outside and she would, my parents were really worried about her because they were like, Bree, we like want you to like be playing outside with other kids, like so you need to just like read a little bit less, and she's like, cool, yeah. So there were four of us all together. So we obviously had sort of like a collaborative policy of like if we need to figure a thing out to sort of like fool our parents, then like we'd figure it out. So Bree wanted to keep reading, but she was supposed to go outside. So she would hide books in the sliding door of our minivan, and then we would pretend we were going outside to play, and then she would open the sliding door of the minivan and get her book out of there, and then go read under a tree somewhere. And then when we were supposed to come back, we would all run back and be like, oh yeah, we had so much fun like together all day, and you're like, yeah, I wasn't reading or anything. So I loved my sister, but I didn't know how to read yet when all this was happening. And I thought that if I learned to read, that that's like what would happen to me. And I like loved playing outside and riding my bike. And so I was like, I can't learn to read. I'm just like totally fucked. And so I was like really good at math. So spent a lot of time on that, and I was like, no, I just like don't need to read, like it's totally fine. And my parents made me do like Hooked on Phonics over the summer. My mom literally fell asleep during Hooked on Phonics, and I was like, if you're sleepy, then I refuse to do this. Like, so then my second grade teacher, who was also best friends with my mom at the time, informed me that like I would be held back if I didn't start trying harder. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a social pariah, so I guess I'll try harder. So I started learning to read, partially because my older sister, who's a giant nerd, and I wanted to be just like, started reading out loud to me and my little sister. So for one Christmas, I got the first Harry Potter book in my stocking, because I think my mom thought like, ooh, this seems like a thing that maybe you would start reading. If you read this, and so I was at the time my arch nemesis in the third grade, Marshall Cuff, loved Harry Potter, so I obviously could not read that because he was the worst. So my sister started reading it out loud to my little sister. Bree is very good at reading aloud. Another thing she begrudgingly brags, or I begrudgingly admit about her because she brags about it. I shared a room with Bridget, my little sister, and Bree would do the accents and be like really dramatic. So I pretend to be falling asleep, but I was actually listening to all of it. And she knew that, I think, upon reflection as an adult. So she read the first three books out loud to us over the course of time, which was a dedication of time on her part as like a teenager. So thanks, Bree. So then the third book at that time was the last one. And if you're familiar with Harry Potter, the third book is like Sirius seems like a bad person, and it's really upsetting because like you trust him, and it's really upsetting. And between the time around the third book ended and the fourth book came out, at least like when I had read it, there was like a solid 2 years before the fourth book came out. So I was obsessed with what happened, and so that was also around the time that the internet was available to young adults. And your parents didn't really understand, like, what it was. like, now my parents would know what was going on. I spent a lot of time in Harry Potter chat rooms. I knew immediately when the title was leaked. And so I also spent a lot of time writing Harry Potter fan fiction. and also, like, upon, you know, hindsight's 2020, I loved the Hermione-Ginny love triangle things, which, like, woo, proud, out, gay. Should have figured that out earlier. And not just like, oh, Hermione has the same hair as me and loves to love school. No. So anyway, so I wrote a lot of Harry Potter fan fiction, which none of my siblings knew about. It was during my 20 minutes of internet time, which obviously we all split up, and no one knew how to know what you were doing on the computer. Anyway, so I totally forgot I did that. And then, like, fast forward, you know, however many years, I'm on a date with this woman, and we're sort of talking about, like, different sorts of things, and the topic of, like, fan fiction comes up, and she's like, yeah, like, da-da-da, and I was like, oh, well, like, I said something, like, quite specific to like, the community of fan fiction. I was like, oh, well, obviously you would never do that, because, like, you're not gonna get any followers for your story, and she was like, I'm sorry, let's back that up a couple steps. I need to know more about, like, why you know that. and then I suddenly remembered, like, oh, yeah, no, I've, like, extensively written Harry Potter fan fiction. and I was like, okay, like, this is, like, probably, like, you know, not too far into the time we're dating. Like, this could either go really poorly or really well. And I was like, yeah, so, but it's not a big deal. And she was, and she, like, stops and, like, looks at the floor and then, like, looks back up to me and makes, like, very intense direct eye contact and is like, that is awesome. and so basically that's how you know if you should date someone, is if they can approve of your Harry Potter fan fiction. And that's all I have to say.